Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Investments. Complicated? Not when you talk to a financial broker about a Zurich investment plan.
GPs are concerned that people are waiting too long for their symptoms to develop before they're seeking a COVID-19 test. They're urging people, even if they only have very mild symptoms, to get tested. I'm joined by Dr. Nuala O'Connor. She's a GP in Cork and she's clinical lead for COVID with the Irish College of General Practitioners. Hello, Nuala.
Hello, Margaret.
What is happening in general practice? Why are people waiting before they seek a test?
Well, I think we see all the news items. We see all the people who've been really sick and really unwell in hospital. And I think sometimes we consider that if you have COVID, you're going to get very, very sick. But what we now know is that actually the vast majority of people have often quite a mild course with this. So I think sometimes people think, oh, that's just a little viral infection. I don't want to be making a fuss. I don't want to be wasting people's time. But it's really important that we try to identify people even with very mild symptoms of COVID early on, because the way we're going to stop this virus spreading in the community is to get anyone with symptoms to take themselves out of circulation so that they don't spread the virus further within their own family, their circle of friends, or in their workplace. So our appeal is to people who develop any symptoms of a cough, sore throat, fever, shortness of breath, temperature, or the loss of smell or loss of taste, even very mild symptoms, just pick up the phone and contact your GP. And we can now actually organise testing for people 7 days a week. So if you can contact at the weekend, when your own GP may be off duty, you can actually contact and speak to one of the doctors in the out-of-hours centres. Okay. And they can also schedule a test for you and the result will go back to your personal GP.
Mm. Like, you know, in the middle of summertime now, you know, people get sniffles, some people suffer from allergies, they might have a little bit of hay fever, and maybe they know themselves that they're susceptible to this in summertime. Should they be calling you?
I think they should. I think particularly if you've been taking your anti-hay fever medication regularly and then you develop new symptoms, I think that's worth discussing with your GP. And we can advise you over the phone as to whether or not we think that your symptoms warrant going forward for a test. But the important thing is that the way we've done fantastically in Ireland. You know, we really have very little community transmission of this virus. I know there's a little bit of an increase in tests in cases at the moment. But the way that we've done this is because everybody was isolating from each other. We had very little contact with each other in the community. But now that thankfully we're able to go out and we're able to socialise more, meet our friends, maybe go for a meal, get our hair done, because we're interacting more, and lots of different viruses will start to circulate in the community, even in the summertime. And it can be quite difficult to distinguish between the symptoms of hay fever, the symptoms of one of the more common viruses, some of the cold viruses, the rhinoviruses are starting to circulate now, and COVID. But really that's up for the doctor, your own GP, to try to talk it through with you and decide, do you meet the symptoms for testing? But most importantly, if you're feeling unwell and you were due to go to work, you were due to go and meet your friends, please don't go. We need you to take yourself out of circulation so that we can reduce the risk of the virus spreading further within the community.
And there's something that worries people. We talk about the testing and the turnaround time and so on, but if you take yourself, if I contact my GP and I say I've got a sniffle and it is suggested that I go for a test and I'm put down for a test, can I then get a cert to keep myself out of work?
Yes, if it's been recommended based on the HSE guidelines that you have to self-isolate and take yourself out of circulation while you're awaiting the results of a COVID-19 test, or if you actually develop COVID-19 itself, yes, you can be medically certified out of work and you will be eligible for social welfare payments if your own employer
and the GP can provide that certification for work as well.
Yes.
The turnaround time on the test, you say it's much faster now. So I suppose the earlier you alert
absolutely.
A GP...
It's down to 24-48 hours maximum.
It is that quick now. And do you have any role then in tracing at all, or is that goes straight once the testing system kicks in, once you've referred somebody for a test, the tracing kicks in from there, or do you have a role?
No, our role really is just to inform people. And we often get contacts from people, you know, from patients who've been identified as a close contact. And, you know, what we the advice now is anyone who is a close contact has got to take themselves out of circulation, and they're invited to go forward for testing. And we do know that actually probably about 30% of people actually do decide not to go forward for that voluntary testing. And this is another thing that we would appeal to them, and why it is important, if you've been identified as a close contact, to have that testing. So it goes back to how the virus starts to develop. So let's say that you have been exposed to the virus and you feel perfectly fine, and the virus starts to develop within your system, and it takes 4 or 5 days before you actually develop symptoms. Now, most people, when they develop symptoms, will realise, I'm coming down with something, I need to not be mixing with others. But what we know now about the virus compared to, say, back in the early days in February and March, we know that before you actually develop symptoms, you may be shedding some virus in your breath or in your respiratory secretions. We call this the pre-symptomatic or asymptomatic phase. And so it's very important that you reduce the risk of you spreading the virus to anyone in your circle of friends during that time.
And avail of a test.
And the other thing is, some people develop no symptoms at all, but they could have an asymptomatic infection, so they could have a positive test and never develop symptoms. So obviously, it's still quite important that somebody would know that I am actually positive for COVID, even though I feel perfectly well. And again, particularly you may have somebody vulnerable within your own family circle or within your friends, and you don't want to be responsible for inadvertently transmitting it the virus to them.
Do you find that some people are perhaps fearful of the test itself?
Oh, yes. I mean, it isn't a particularly pleasant test, because there is there's a swab that goes into your throat, and there's also a swab that goes into your nose, and it does have to go in quite far. It is an unpleasant test, but it's really only unpleasant for a couple of seconds. And if you think about it, the reason that you're having that test is to protect your family, your friends and your community. Okay. So most people who've had it just say, look, it was a minor discomfort for a couple
of
seconds.
Just very quickly, you are a GP in Cork. Have you patients asking you, is it OK for them to travel?
Yes, and our message is, as per the government's advice, is that really, it's staycation. We would advise people against any foreign travel unless it's absolutely essential.
Do you know, are they still going? What's your experience?
Well, there's a lot of people asking us. Our advice is not to go. Then we do get people who have booked travel plans, and some of the countries are requesting that they would have a negative COVID test in the 72 hours before they travel. So we do get requests for that. But that is not something that we can organise for people through the current public HSE COVID testing.
That is interesting. Can they get that privately then?
Yes, some of the travel medicine bureau and some of the occupational health companies are actually providing that for people. But again, our advice would be that this is the time when people should be spending their money at home and enjoying our wonderful country. And I think the international experience has been that where they've got the virus under control and they have had a resurgence of the virus, it's related to two things mainly. One is inward transmission, so people from outside the country coming in and they bring the virus with them, or where people are getting together in crowded, poorly ventilated spaces. Mm-hmm. So we need people to avoid those
gatherings.
So avoid large house parties. Whether it be a public place or a private place, and you feel, I'm not sure this is safe, then it probably isn't safe.
It is interesting that some people
turn around and say, this is not for me today.
Would look for the private test. Do you know what countries are demanding a negative test before you gain entry?
I don't actually have a list myself, but generally speaking, the travel agent will actually let you know. But there's also on the ECDC website, that the European Centre for Disease Control, they actually have a listing where you can check out the regulations for any country that you are considering visiting.
All right, that's very interesting. Thank you very much for joining us there, Dr. Nuala O'Connor, Cork-based GP and College of General Practitioners, clinical lead on